there, good morning, you're from Proactive London. Joining us today from Fast Forward Innovations, we have Ed McDermott and Alfredo Pascal. So, very good morning to you both. Big news for the company this week, market purchases of Little Green Pharma. So, let's maybe start with that and explain to investors why you decided to do this. Ed, kick us off.
No problem. Morning, Katie. Good to see you again. I think ultimately, whenever you're as an investor, you want to see a company that's executing its plan really sensibly and in a good time frame, and that's what we've seen with Little Green Pharma. They seem to really know what's going on in what markets, and we're really supportive of that. They're doing exactly what we want them to do, so hence we felt it was a good time to start buying, given the price hadn't moved a lot. Markets are a little bit softer at the moment, so we took advantage of that.
So let's just remind investors as well, this is an ASX listed medical cannabis company. Alfredo, tell us a bit more as to why you think this is a great strategic decision.
So as Ed has said before, we are trying to have in our portfolio a mix of established and seed companies, liquid and not so liquid. And, you know, venture capital type of deals normally take more time. And in the meantime here, we identified a listed company that is very well run, that is growing rapidly, and that is constantly achieving new milestones. So that was a great, a no-brainer almost for us. And don't let the word little in the company's name fool you, because Little Green Pharma market cap might not be among the largest ones in the cannabis industry, but LGP is competing in the big leagues. And we can talk a little bit about the markets where the company is operating, if you want.
Please do so. Carry on.
So, I mean, the most recent announcement of Little Green Pharma in terms of supply was about a new shipment into Germany. And in the case of Germany, there are many companies with a plan to supply the German market, and some of these companies will eventually make it. But there are today very few companies actually doing so. And there are also many companies selling medical cannabis in Germany, but sometimes these are wholesalers that repackage or relabel cannabis coming from a single facility. But the facilities that are actually supplying the German market are not that many. And Little Green Pharma is one of those. So that is very exciting for us. And the quantities that Little Green Pharma is shipping to Germany are meaningful too. So it is not that just that Little Green Pharma is selling to Germany, but what we are also seeing is that the quantities are increasing and that are meaningful. Germany is currently importing about 3,000 kilograms per quarter of medical cannabis flower for pharmacy dispensing. And the recent announcement of Little Green Pharma of one more purchase order from Germany, that again was not the first one, was one more, was for about 320 kilograms to be delivered the last quarter of this year. So that makes it, roughly speaking, about 10% of what Germany is importing, which is meaningful, right?
Absolutely, and not little at all, as you quite rightly point out. Ed, in regards to the grand plan here, talk us through it.
I mean, this is an example, I think, of a company whereby we've effectively taken advantage of a marketplace that is still learning about cannabis. So I think, as Alfredo's just pointed out, there are some very key items there, some nuances which make this a really compelling story. But the market hasn't cottoned on so far, and we're still able to buy this asset at a fraction of the value that it may well go on to achieve, and we believe it will go on to achieve. On the other hand, strategically, we're obviously looking at private companies where we can have a huge amount of influence. They're not yet listed. There's very little known about them. And that, again, provides us with a great opportunity. And Alfredo already threw some shade on that in terms of how we're looking at things as a sort of more venture capital focused company. So I think it's very soon investors are going to see our plan rolling out, and I really mean very, very soon. We've got a lot of really good conversations going on, and I think our portfolio is going to take on a whole new shape fairly soon.
Lots of hinting there, very soon, conversations going on, so plenty more to come.
Yeah, look, I think we're really excited. Our portfolio has never been in a better place in terms of net asset value, in terms of the stability of the assets that we're involved in. So unfortunately, there's a big disparity between that and our share price. But, you know, we accept all we can do is keep moving forward, keep adding value to our assets. And ultimately, that will be the thing that delivers back to shareholders.
Fred and Alfredo, thank you very much for your time this morning from Fast Forward Innovations.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.